Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Heart, and welcome to another episode of Musically Inclined Monday Night Jukebox. It's the start of the week, Mission Monday. Shout out to everybody that hit me up and on Facebook this morning and was really having a dialogue going on there. So shout out to all those good folks. How was your weekend? That's what I want to know. That's what we're going to get into. I'm going to take a quick music break because that's what this show is about, music. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I did this weekend, which was nothing. But I'm going to tell you something. I'll be back.
Yeah. Coming to you live from the city of Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
So what it do, young nigga?
100.
I am on a 24-hour champagne diet, spilling while I'm sipping, I encourage you to try it. I'm probably just saying that cause I don't have to buy it, the club owner supply it. Boy, I'm on that fly shit, I am with everybody in my past. Don't want me to be, guess what, I made it, I'm the motherfucking man. I just want you to see, come take a look, get a load of this nigga. Quit frontin' on me, don't come around and try and gas me up. I like running on E.I. I'm on my Disney shit, goofy flow. On records, I'm Captain Hook, and my new car is Rufio. Damn, where my roots go, I'm somebody that you should know. Get to shaking something, cause that's what drummer produced it for. Yes, I make mistakes that I don't ever make excuses for. Like leaving girls that love me and constantly seducing hoes. I'm losing my thoughts, I said, damn, where my roots go. Top slipped off like Shannon at the Super Bowl. I can't turn on.
We certified getting it, CMYM, cash money business, higher than the ceiling, fly like a bird, the Gucci store, and we smoked out, with no roof on it, them people passing, so we smash on, finding out, we keep the cash on deck, Lamborghinis and them business on the V6, Louis Lenz, iced up with no lie, I'm higher than I ever been. Born rich, born uptown, born to win. Fully loaded, automatic six beam. Candy paint, foreign lights with my bitch in. Born hustling, too big, nigga to size me up. Kept starting, more money.
Every 24 hours, money in the power. Come to the VIP and get a champagne shower. I don't have to worry because everything's ours. And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane flowers that Kush. I promise that's my dude, but we don't smoke that Reggie Bush. And I'm with two women, make you take a second look. We popping like the pain bottles, but we never shook. And we gon' be alright if we put Drake on every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Money,
the
more money. Coming to you live from.
I wear a mean dark pair of shades. And you can't see my eyes unless my head is bent. You dig?
All the heat strapped. I beat the trail over rocker. All guns loaded in the back, motherfuckers.
We fly, no lie, you know this. All we rise outside, it's like showbiz. We fly, no lie, you know this. All we rise outside, it's like showbiz.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your hostess, Miss Crush Hearts, and you are tuned in to Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. Let me tell you about my weekend. I was lazy the whole weekend. It was beautiful outside, but I did not go outside and enjoy it. I don't know. I was excited that this new season is here, spring, you know, it got all hyped and everything. But now that it's here, I don't know. I don't want to go outside. And it was beautiful. I had all the windows up. I had curtains pulled back, and I was letting the sun shine in and everything. But I didn't want to go out there, not unless I had to. What's that about? Is that depression? Anyway, how was your weekend? Let me know, 805-830-8320. Press that 1. By the way, at the top of the hour, we do our Indie Blast session. Since I have no featured artists, I'm going to feature indie artists that got mainstream status. A lot of artists you already know of because you think they're mainstream. And I throw a question out there that people are already starting to answer. So if you're on Facebook and you want to take a minute to go check it out, go to our page, facebook.com/WRPF radio, the word radio. The question was, what is the definition of a mainstream, independent, and underground artist? Go in there, go find it. It should be at the top. But, you know, I'm trying to keep that page active with all types of stuff I post. So definitely go like us, comment. I'll read it on here. By the way, the chat room is down. They are having problems with the chat room, so I do apologize. There's no chat room tonight. So you're going to have to hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. We're at Phone Fan Radio at Twitter. You can hit us up on our page. I'm there. I'm not there yet, but I'll be there. I'm on Facebook, so you can always send me a message or hit us up on our page as well. I'll see it. I'll read it out loud and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, between time, before we get there, I'm just playing some music, and you know how we do. We go over some news, some celebrity entertainment news. Let's put it like that, because not everything I talk about is celebrity. Not everyone I talk about is celebrity. Anyway, speaking of celebrities, our King of Pop family just can't rest. They still, after the fact, it's just crazy. Now, Debbie Rowe, the biological mother of Michael Jackson's oldest son and daughter, is trying to get custody of all three kids. She says kids are getting the kind of parenting they need. Reports say Prince Michael wants nothing to do with his bio mom. He's a junior high school with a 4.2 GPA and doesn't want his life disrupted. And, you know, they put the question out there, do you think it's too late for the mom to want to be in the life, or what do you think? I don't know. 805-830-8320. Press 1, and let's talk about it. Michael Jackson, may he rest in peace, the King of Pop. Such a disappointment that I was not able to see this man in concert. Depressed. I'm depressed about that. That's what I'm depressed about. Anyway, I see we got a caller from the 917. Hey, Chevy, baby. How are you?
Yeah.
Ew. You're supposed to be energetic when I bring you on. How are you doing?
I am.
No, you're not. That's
professional.
That wasn't no energy.
It was not energetic. It's professional. Hi, how you doing?
No, ain't no how you doing. You got what up, Crush? Yeah.
Well, I wanted to be like, yo, what's cracking, nigga? No.
You got a reputation to uphold, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to change my old school reputation to what it is now. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm trying to be more
professional. Okay. Yeah. Well, how you been?
I've been okay. Just been on the job hunting phase, whatever. I got like two potential. Well, I got one already, and I'm supposed to be getting another potential soon, so real soon.
Well, good luck and congrats on that.
You know, I'm trying to do that, and I'm trying to do this notary thing, so, you know, once the notary thing gets to go and I can actually finagle these two jobs in the future, I'm going to do the real estate thing soon, too, so, you know, I'm just trying to...
Okay. Sound like a man with a mission.
Of course. I can't, you know, we're getting old. I can't just do nothing no more. It's getting boring. I left the hood alone. Like, the hood is boring, so, you know, keeping it real.
So you left the hood, you said just now?
Yeah, as in, like, doing hood things or, like, you know,
be around situations that can actually put myself at, put me at risk or at risk of getting arrested, risk of doing, you know, dumb shit. So I stay in kind of situations, unfortunately, you know.
So, okay.
Yeah, so that's,
well, good luck with you on that.
Yeah, I seen your show, so I decided to call because I like the topic. Because I believe the best way to actually do things these days when it comes to music is being independent. And I think, like, the mainstream, only thing the mainstream offers you is once you sign to a record label, you do get it's not even residuals, you get money, like, every month. Being signed, it's just like a job.
Right.
So that's the only positive thing you can do when it comes to being signed to a label, like a major label. I recommend people, if they want to, you see, in the age of people don't buy music, it's hard to ask, it's hard for me to actually say, hey, go into rap, don't live your dreams out, because you're living your dreams out and you're not going to get as much money as you did in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately,
right.
Nobody buys music. So I just say be like Macklemore, you know, and everybody was getting at him because he's white and he won a Grammy for Best Rap. At the end of the day, people are not looking at it that he's an independent artist. So that's a big win for independent artists. And, you know, I recommend anybody go independent. See, Macklemore, he's doing things for his demographics, like, we, unfortunately, us black people, we're not going to sit there and go into a thrift shop and buy clothes. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, because, you know, we'd rather spend money for wait in line for, like, $200 pair of sneakers rather than go to a thrift shop that, you know, as gentrified as Brooklyn is becoming, a lot of people that go to these thrift shops are white people. And, you know, they relate to that, you know? So, you know, you can't get mad at him winning a Grammy when the majority of people are buying the music or can't relate to it, going to a thrift shop or whatever, you know. So, that's just my
opinion. Okay. Well, interesting viewpoint on that. The question, though, was what is the definition of a mainstream, independent, and underground artist? So,
should I answer it now?
If you want, you could come back and when we're talking about it, answer it. Doesn't matter.
I'm like, no, just have me on. I'll come back and talk about it. I'll tell you the difference between three, in my opinion.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion. We do appreciate you calling in and giving your 2 cents, and I hope you get up. I hope you still come back to the hood, because I'm in the hood. So.
No.
I hope you come back and visit the hood since you're too good for us hood folks.
Not even. Well, I'm usually
my Chevy baby calling in. He said he don't do hood things no more. No, he said he don't do risk things anymore.
Chevy,
you need more people.
Yeah, right? That's what you were saying, right? Like, this nigga lying. You know, he's seen the hood.
He's
seen the
hood.
He seen the other day on the block.
It sounded good.
Yeah. Well, I'm here, so, I mean, you can put me on hold, whatever.
We're going to put you on hold. We're going to go ahead and get back to the music, because this is a music show.
It is.
That's how I roll. Huh?
Yes, you do.
That's how I roll. Folks, excuse me, this is Musically Inclined, and I'll be right back.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Fuck it. Just another hit.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Young Jesus. Sing your boy K.
Let's keep clapping, y'all.
Turn it up. Go get
targets, no today. They do the same shit like it's yesterday. The game never stops. Next play.
I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at a summer gym concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by Aura, she wanna shot call. With a baller, shot call. Like a tell by Aura, she wanna shot call. With a baller, shot call. Like a tell by Aura, she wanna shot call.
Dipping in the last flow, three in the back, two if you fat, pimping in the back. Fish up out the street, hop, jump to the top. Bobby French Montana from Duck the Block. Went solo on the ass, solo on the ass. Old white navy blue polo with the ass.
What's up?
I go round, like a thunder dragon from the South Bronx, home of the original. Just another KK, digging in the crack. Empty out the tool, then filling them with hate. We're living life fast, get mine on the speedboat. Even on the chain,
that's right.
Movie funny style with the funky, funky style. I do impress your style and let the money pass. She don't wanna talk out, cause she seen the top out. Call me Pimp Homicide, let her jump out. Feel the texture, rumble on web. I stand on my own, not who I stand next to. Can I hit it in the morning? Michelle, I be pampered like a pound. All the bad bitches know when the money hits the flow.
Shot caller, she wanna shot caller.
I'm geeked up off them bars. Got a car, I ain't even got a park. No key, push button, start. Seen a dime, I won't get hard. Got hoes that need a green card. Sell my dog, but I don't even bark. Got them biting and sweat like sharks. When I hit, I'ma knock out the park. Trap me so goddamn hard. Got cook, got lean, got bar. Got read me hard as steel. Got break, don't need no scale. I'm blooded with the mail. I'm part of the cartel. Got re-rock, ain't no clean. See through on for a knee. They fuck it all up on jeans. True religion fiend. Got bad fight on my jeans. Need to keep that way I lean. Remember being fiend. Stab on right and lean. Got that bad noise on sound. Can't brag on the phone. Been mad when you're running this show. The street nigga ain't no clown. We had to stop what we belong. Friendly rolls ain't put on. Throwing off that love I'm strong. When the club out of here this time. We got race on race on race.
Of Fall Fantasy Radio Presents on any device. We have a brand new app in the mobile, a brand new mobile app in the Google Play Store. Just search for Fall Fantasy Radio or visit our website at www.fallfantasyradio.com. Click on the big old mobile phone and it's going to lead you to a download that you can download for Blackberry and Android phones right now. Also, We're on iTunes. You can also find the link in the upper right-hand corner of our website where you can subscribe to our show on iTunes, and you can listen to on-demand episodes. Never miss another show. No excuse why you have not heard my show. And by always, you can listen to it right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Fucking awesome. We're doing big things over here at Phone Fantasy Radio, as always. And speaking of doing big things, I would like to get serious for a moment and give an awesome congratulations to DJ Mike Major from Major Mink Radio, that comes on every Thursday night at 8 p.m., nightlineradio.com. He had his baby girl, well, he didn't have him, but his baby girl has entered the world, and I know he's excited about that. So congratulations to Papa Mike out there from the Crush Hearts of Phone Fantasy Radio. Just wanted to make it official. Excuse me. Oh, and big shout out to the Major Mink team. I can't forget them. Miss Mink herself, Jolie, DJ Hypnotic, and everybody at Nightline Radio. Big shout out to them. I need to check out their show. I've been on some lazy mode. So I have Chevy representing Brooklyn. Excuse me. He's representing Brooklyn, not the hood, the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm going to mess with you about that.
Wait, you're going to mess with me about what?
About not representing the hood.
That's overrated.
You represent the hood in the good side now. Oh my goodness, that cracks me up. Anyway, Chevy,
yes.
What is showing here? It's so
I know.
Eons.
Yeah, last time I talked to you, it's probably like
February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been going through some things.
Poor Chevy, Webby. No way. Okay.
Back to the scheme of things.
So I asked about, before I went on break, I forgot to give this to you. I just got excited that you called me. Debbie Rowe, the biological mother of Michael Jackson's oldest son and daughter, is trying to get custody of all three kids. And she said that the kids are not getting the kind of parenting they need. And it's also said that Prince Michael, the oldest son, wants nothing to do with his bio mom. He's a junior in high school with a 4.2 GPA, and he doesn't want his life disrupted. And my question to you, do you think it's too late for her to be, quote-unquote, a mom?
Yeah, it's not that situation. Yeah, it's a little bit too late. I mean, she can be one of those things, you know, come later in life. But as for taking as for getting custody for them, it's a little too late. Even though she's the mother of the kids, it's just too late. I mean, you take them away from a situation where they really want nothing. They really want for nothing. To a situation, mm-hmm. you move into another country, meeting new friends, and you know the luxuries they have right now, they're not gonna have with their mother. No way.
You think
travel,
so? She's shut now. Now, what I failed to realize is that in the beginning, I think, unfortunately, the king of pop handled the situation all wrong.
Of course.
He did it all wrong by trying to keep her out of their life from the beginning. So
yeah,
technically, it wasn't her fault. It really was his decision not to have her. But then again, she could afford that. She would afford it lost, but at the same time, they can't say that, she didn't at least try. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, at least give it a try. She shouldn't agree to that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has a price, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's set now. I mean, I'm thinking she didn't get paid lightly to have his kids, you know what I mean? So, you know, and they still get their money that they inherited. That's not going to go to waste. Like, they're coming with their own baggage pretty much. And I don't mean, you know, issues. I'm talking about as far as wealth is concerned. They have their own. So that is not a problem. But my concern is that what you after?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you just want that because of their status as his kids and, you know, the bank and all that that comes with them? Or are you really concerned, you know, what are your what are your motives for this situation? You know, now, after the fact, where were you when he was alive and kicking? You know, they still need that presence in their life. So where were you? You know, why were you at least contacting them so they know who you are? But anyway, that's just my thought on it.
Yeah.
I digress. We got Lady C representing Baton Rouge. She keep coming and disappearing on me. How are you, Lady C?
I'm doing fine. Got family issues going on.
They keep calling and hanging up.
Yeah.
How are you, Lady C? It's like I haven't received her from you in eons either.
I'm doing good. It's just been busy.
Oh. Well, you're getting hot now. Right? The weather's awesome now over there. It's not that it ever got bad. But
well, we got rain, though, today. We got rain, a lot of rain.
That's
okay.
Okay. I like the rain. That's why I like spring, because it rains all the time. But it was quite nice to see the sun and, you know, be able to go outside without a heavy jacket on your back.
Yes.
Yeah, it reached up to like about 70 or upper 60s for the past couple of days. So everybody breaking out the pom-pom shorts. Mm-hmm. They're raunchy.
Yes.
You know what I need to do? Go ahead, I'm sorry, what?
The shorts and the tops to show everything.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I need to do? I need to go get my paws done. My paws are harsh. The winter did not do well to my paws. These things are cutting me. Like, they need to get deep. Hard body. I was, you know how you throw it in there and you wash your foot? And I'm washing my foot and I'm literally tearing up my washcloth. That's all that is. The washcloth got a hole in it for me scrubbing my foot so hard.
Wow.
And just that bad. I know.
I had to go get mine done, too.
I got to go get my paws done, my claws done. We need to get it popping. Get it to the spirit. You know, get it to the spirit. You know how you get it to the holiday spirit? But we need to get into the summer spirit, the spring spirit, because, you know, right after this hot-ass summer, 100 degree weather, so we need to get into that mold, you know.
Right.
Get out and go party, and, you know.
Uh-huh.
Look, that sounds good. I gotta see Chevy because you know Chevy be dressing in the summertime, he be coordinating and everything for all his colors.
I be what?
I'm telling you, Chevy Courtney, Chevy be dressing, man. And she got on a red shirt. He got to have on red shoes, a red belt, red jacket. Like, he be dressing, y'all. Chevy
Thank you dressing. For the compliment. Thank you for the compliment. I don't think I look like that. But
well, you don't do it as harsh. I mean, you do break it up a little bit, but it looks good on you.
I mean, that was that one summer. Everything
no,
purple,
wasn't.
Purple sneakers, red.
No, that wasn't. You came in with all blue on. I see you in white pants. You be dressing up. Pink shirts.
Yeah.
You be wearing your outfits.
Yeah, yeah. I see you too. I like that dress.
He's like, yeah.
You know which dress I'm talking about, right?
Say that again?
You know which dress I'm talking about. I like that dress.
No, I don't know what dress you're talking about.
The colorful one.
Shut up. leave my Puerto Rican dress alone.
Wait. You have to be PC in here. The views expressed by LaCrush do not reflect the I tell my friend,
the colorful one. We all have that colorful dress.
Greg, this is like the one that makes us look like an Amazon forest. Yeah,
and
so
we
gotta
put it on in the summertime. We gotta put on that colorful dress.
Right, that colorful dress. I wouldn't be caught dead in that dress. I'm too big to be wearing all the colors at one time.
But it's cool. It's the coolest dress.
It is, ain't it? That's the most comfortable dress ever. And no longer
dress.
Yeah,
when it get hot, you can take a shower, put that on, you like, okay, this feels good.
Feels good, right. You know, I think every big girl got some type of dress like that. But you know, it's no longer called a dress. Once it becomes that, it's called a muumuu.
What?
Yes, you get comfortable in them dresses. Everything hang low. You ain't got no drawers on. You ain't got no bra on. You're just chilling. Yeah.
It's too hot to put anything else on. Leave me alone.
Oh, my goodness, folks. Last year, I took my AC out the window. I'm ready for it. I need to go buy me some new fans. It's going to be like a sauna in here. I already know.
Did
you
get an AC?
No, I got it. He just said I pay for lights, electricity. So I was trying to save money. And that's why I took it out the window. But now I'm thinking about it. I don't think I'm going to survive. Y'all here for me? This song, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and shoot out the email to somebody that checked on me or something. Y'all call Chevy. Y'all go find Chevy. Chevy, go find out what's wrong with Crush. Y'all got to go in
there. Yeah. You say don't want to be sitting there 3 years later. We found her.
Oh, my goodness.
She was sitting at the computer.
Right, exactly, right? That's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be hard to do a show. It was hard last time to do a show because you had the fan, and the fan is blowing into the mic, and and it was hard to really do a show. So I had to cut the fan off, and as I'm sitting here, I'm too big to be sweating like this. Aw, man. Flashback, ain't thinking about this, man. It's going to be the pandemic. Going to be sprawled out on the towel, on the tub. You know, that's where you go. That's the spot. He go in the tub.
If the tub is cool.
Out the way. Over. It's going to be serious. So anyway, for those people that just tuned in, this is Musically Inclined. I have my good friend, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Miss Lady C, who had a birthday last weekend. You gotta keep us posted on this on your birthday party.
I will.
You're having a costume party when you didn't have it, right?
Yeah, I haven't had it yet.
Oh, okay. Right, keep us posted. I definitely want to see pictures. You say you're gonna be Tina Turner. Ooh. Proud Mary, keep on. Oh, man, it's going to be rap.
Roll it.
Yeah, that's it. Just throw them all together. So
make a remix.
Chevy, who said he is no longer hood. He is not practicing those activities anymore. He's turned over a new leaf for 2014.
I've been turning a leaf, actually, but...
You've been turned it over? Well, we have not heard from you in eons. Even Lady C said you were missing. Chef.
Yeah. I was missing. I can't find
him. Yeah. Good. So tonight is Mission Monday, and I at the beginning of the work week. Your relaxation is over. It's time to reset your focus on your dream. Your mission today, should you accept it, today you rise spiritually, prepare mentally, and accomplish physically. A quote from the awesome mind of the Crush Hearts. Quit slacking and make it happen. Let's grow together, folks. That's my mental breakfast. I just thought I'd share with y'all because I thought it was a great message I put out there for today. And, you know, I got some great feedback. And this is some of the stuff we was talking about today on my Facebook page. You can like us at WRPF Radio or Full Face Radio on Facebook. And I was just really on a roll today. You know, I was posting a lot of stuff. And hopefully I got people... I'm trying to get people to be engaged. That's what I'm trying to do. That's the word I was looking for. I'm trying to engage with the good folks. Tomorrow night, I have Buddha, Lee Buddha, representing Florida, coming to co-host with me once again on the Honey Suite. Tomorrow's going to be Crushing After Dark. You know, it's the third Tuesday of the month. And on this episode, on that episode, we'll have a candid discussion about sexual discretion. Be discreet, and you can be. That's the topic. You want to know more, stay tuned tomorrow night right here on Full Fantasy Radio, The Honey Suite, with myself and co-host Buddha. We had an awesome show last week about sexual confidence, and shout out to Wendy and Buddha, and I thought I'd bring them back. So that's what's going on tomorrow night. Be discreet and you can beat. What do you think, Chevy?
That's the best way to be, actually. There's no reason to put your business out there. You know,
right.
I love being discreet. I'm discreet about everything I do in the bedroom. It's not
right.
Easy to like business.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, discretion is one of the most powerful tools in being the seducer. If you are discreet, not only will you get laid, but you will get that freaky fantasy sex that you've been dreaming about as well. You're wondering how and why right about now. Stay tuned to tomorrow's show. So that's how we roll. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back. That's how I roll. Musically inclined, 805-830-8320. Press that 1, and I'll bring you on air. We're going to, I think when I come back, it'll be time to get into the Indie Blast session. And tonight, I just got a slew of independent artists. Some artists you know as mainstream now, but they did start off as indie, so I got a few of those. And I still want your opinion on the Debbie Rowe, the biological mother of Michael Jackson's oldest son and daughter, wanting custody of all three kids. Do you think it's too late for her to be involved? Call us up, 805-830-8320. I'm going to be right back.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go, go, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more thing to what I got.
Uh-huh.
I have to spend all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up, or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a, I'll be a, in a hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you by how strong I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top and get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a bet when it comes to this shit. After you woke up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I melt in your mouth, girl, not in your hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go, go, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more thing to what I got. I have to spend all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa.
climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she gets the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, you could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch him? Had me thinking about that after I'm gone. When I touch the right spot at the right time, lights on or lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle of song, then we gon' sip that bubble on every bottle of song.
I took you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go, go, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa!
Ready to attack now. Pull in the parking lot, slow with the lockdown. Convicts got the whole thing packed now. Step in the club, the boys robe intact now. I feel it on and crack now. Ooh, I feel it all and back now. I'ma call them, then I put the mat down. Money no problem, pocket full of that now.
I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo.
To the chase, no time to wait, back to my place. Bust from the club to the cribs like a mile away. I'm more like a palace, shall I say. And plus I got a pal at the gala's game. In fact, he's the one singing the song that's playing.
Hey girl, I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat. Some more, smack that hat till you get full. Smack that hat, oh, smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get full. Smack that hat, oh.
Eminem's rolling, D&M rolling, booing on Marvelous, and them rolling. Women just rolling, big booty rolling. Soon I'll be all in them and throwing D. Hitting no less than three. Block real style like we. Girl, I can tell you want me, cause lady.
Smack that hat till you get full. Smack that hat, oh, smack that.
welcome back. Oh, excuse me. I made a drink, and I put too much of the liqueur in it. It's kind of strong. I'm not really a drinker, folks. Yeah, I know that. But let me tell you what I have right here. I'm having some New Amsterdam peach-flavored vodka. That's what it is. New Amsterdam peach-flavored vodka. And I don't want to do it, so I added a chaser. I didn't want to do it raw, if you will. I added a chaser. Guess what I put in it? Some root beer. I don't know, it don't taste bad, but it's kind of strong because I was a little heavy-handed with the vodka. So it's kind of strong, but it don't taste bad. I thought it was going to be bad. Don't taste bad. If you tune back into the show, we got Chevy, and we got Lady C, we got myself, awesome people on the phone. I don't think I got your opinion on this situation, Lady C, but before I get into my indie session, let me get your opinion on the situation with Debbie Rowe, the biological mother of Michael Jackson's oldest son and daughter, trying to get custody of all three kids. She said they're not getting the kind of parenting they need, and Prince Michael is against it. He's like, he don't want nothing to do with her. He's doing well in school, and he doesn't want his life disrupted. Do you think it's too late for her to be a mom?
Yeah. She signed away rights. When she gave them to him, that she stepped away, and she wasn't participating in, you know, like you said, she should have been participating all the while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she should have let it be known, you know, these are mine. Although, you know, I'm not living there with him, I am their mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's more of a money thing.
How she
going to get all three when she's only mom of two?
Well, she says she want all three. But you know they're not going to break them up, first of all.
Right.
That's not even going to happen. They can, whoever's trying to get them, can kick that out the door. If you ain't getting one, you ain't, I mean, if you're taking all three, you're not getting any of them.
Well, how old is Prince Michael?
Prince Michael, he's a junior high school, so he's probably around almost 16.
He's older?
I think he is, and then the daughter came.
Right.
And then Blanket. I know Blanket's young. I'm not sure. No, I think the daughter was first, and was it, I don't know.
But, I mean, you're going to look around, and they're going to want custody of the other one, whoever's the oldest, will be saying, I'll take custody.
Right.
You know.
Because she's going through it, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? What's the child name? How did I draw a blank on her name? Shannon, what's her name?
Name of who?
Michael Jackson's daughter.
I don't know her name.
Blanket?
No.
I don't know.
Blanket's the baby.
I don't know.
What's her name? Oh. I don't even know her name. Paris. That's her name. Right? Yeah, Paris. Why are you telling me that?
I don't know.
Didn't know.
Yeah, her name is Paris. Right. Okay, I had to get that out of my system. But, you know, she's the mom of Paris and Prince. And they all got Michael in their name. That's crazy,
okay.
Right?
Prince
Michael. Well, I know her name is Paris Michael, Catherine Jackson, and Prince is a junior. He's a, you know, King Prince. He's a junior. And then you got Blanket. I don't even know Blanket name. I don't even know his name. Let me start acting like I know about this family, because I don't know. I'm sad.
But no, she should have been around.
Huh?
She should have been more in their lives.
Right, I think she should have renegotiated that. I mean, I know you was falling on hard times, but I don't think it's possible for any mother to, I don't care what they say, I don't think it's possible for any mother to just give up their children, not only once, but twice, and not have some type of emotional, you know,
right,
baggage to come with that. You know, the fact that, you know, I wanted this to you know, last. I wanted this to be business or whatever, but.
That to me, the first trip they took as children was like, wait a minute, I'm going to we'll take them where? I don't know. So to just give them up, I don't get that. That, like you say, that's a lot. But, okay, you did it. You gave them up. Now all of a sudden, oops, I want to be a parent. I want to be a part of their lives.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm looking at the article, you know, TMZ. Shout out to TMZ.com. They always have the so the argument is so far as I'm reading is Debbie Rowe is getting at the members of the Jackson family who claim she abandoned her children for Michael's money, saying that's a case of the pot calling the kettle black. She expected them to attack her when she said that, you know, she wanted guardianship of parents and friends. The brothers came out swinging, saying, you know, you took Michael's money and they ran away from her kids and her responsibilities, which I'm saying, first of all, it's Michael. There was no way for her to physically, once she signed those papers and gave those children, there was no way of her getting back in there, first of all. And he was determined to have his children. You know, he was determined to have his kids of his own. So, you know, so, I mean, what you expect? But anyway, you know, you can still call in and give us your 2 cents on that topic. 805-830-8320. But right now, it's time to get into the Indie Blast session.
The Indie Blast off. 3, 2, 1.
We're trying to empower the people that that wouldn't naturally be empowered. We're trying to do it in an unorthodox way.
First of all, you have to make sure that this thing is for you, and it's who you are, and you're built for this, you know, and then you have to give it the passion that's necessary.
This is the one thing that, I feel like I have that, you know, I can do well.
Okay, folks, this is the part of the session, the part of the show where I know we have a featured artist to come on and have an interview with us and share their music and so forth and so forth. However, this is a different route tonight, and I threw a question out there to all my peoples in internet land and my Facebook page, Twitter, everywhere. I threw this question out: what is the definition of a mainstream, independent, underground artist? And I thought tonight I will play some artists that are independent. Now, please be advised, just because you know them now, they didn't start that way. So that's one thing. Secondly, I got some little research that I did about the whole independent mainstream and underground thing. But right now I'm going to ask Chevy, because he said he had an opinion about this. Chevy, what is the definition of a mainstream, independent, and underground artist to you?
All right. Mainstream artists is the artists who are who signs a major label, who's in heavy rotation or not. I mean, who's in heavy rotation, not Hot 97. I mean, well, Hot 97, but also like who's in heavy rotation on MTV and MTV Network.
Wow.
Independent artists can be a mainstream artist. Take for example Mac Miller. But independent is a lot more money coming in their pocket, but also a lot more can get spent on their project. And underground artist could be an artist who is not signed or who is signed but doesn't have the buzz or backing from the record label if they're signed. That's just my opinion of that.
That's your opinion. What about you, Lacey? Do you have an idea?
No.
Oh, let's keep it in mind.
I know that there are people who are doing it on their own and trying to get out there. That's all I would, my idea of it, is that they're trying to put it out there because it's hard, everybody, it's hard to go to a record label. They made it so hard to go to a record label and say, I'm good, you know. So people will start doing it for themselves because it's hard to say, you're going to listen. They don't have time because they're making their top priority, and you're not there. So they start doing it themselves, you know, and pushing it.
Okay, so it sounds good to me. Also, I have somebody who hit us up via a Facebook who said, mainstream are the famous artists making big money. Indie artists making some small piece of the pie, but not the big perks. And the underground are good at what they do, but mostly too raw for mainstream to play and don't get paid much at all. That's her opinion. From Lachey Jones, who was on our Valentine's Day show, Crush It After Dark. You can check that out. She got novelties, adult toys, and all that good stuff. So she shared her opinion on that. Mainstream, independent, underground. I've been on the internet all evening, and this is what I've come up with. First of all, the difference between mainstream and independent is basically the record contract. That one little piece of paper where you sign to a major label that has the backing and the resources versus you sign to an independent artist, they're all doing it out of pocket. Independent label, that's doing it all out of pocket. And that is really the big deal. Rather you get on mainstream radio or commercial radio or anything like that, really does not determine if you're an independent artist or not. What that do determine is if you're underground or not. That's truly the difference, because you have some artists out there who were on major labels and, you know, got out of their contract and now they're independent artists. But yet you still know them. They're still being played on the major record labels and so forth and so forth. So they left their contract with a major hitter, and now they're rolling with an independent label. So basically that's really the main difference when it comes to the mainstream, the independent, and the underground. And you have those that are offered labels and shut it down. No, I'd rather stay independent because they have more control, more creative control over the material that they put out there. That's what they feel like it is. And, you know, sometimes you get a, and honestly, since, you know, Billboard Music Award, I mean, Billboard Charts has added SoundScan to their network, there's only been actually 12 independent albums to break the top 20 on the Billboard charts. And the first album to do that in 1991 was actually, do you know, Chef?
1991, I don't know, Vanilla Ice.
Excuse me. No, actually, it was N.W.A., Niggas for Life, or Straight Outta Compton, too, because they couldn't really put that out there. They were the first to actually break the Billboard's top 200 The album plays first and second on the Billboard 200 and the Billboard Top R&B Hip-Hop Artists, and, I mean, hip-hop albums, and they also had two songs that topped the two singles that topped the chart also, Appetite for Destruction, Always Into Something. Excuse me. The album is considered one of the greatest, actually, because, you know, N.W.A. was a game changer for hip-hop. You know, they brought it, they brought the fire, because you did have East Coast with Def Jam and LL and all of them. They was doing their thing on the East Coast, and then this West Coast dropped, and not only did they drop with, you know, music of a whole different genre, you know, that they put that gangster rap. They were, the sound was different. The sound was unique, and it took off like wildfire, even though they did have some opposition. But, you know, they were one of the first albums out of 12 to hit the Billboard's top 20. Right, they broke it off. And they were independently, independent, they were on an independent label, which was Death Row Records at the time.
No, Ruthless.
Ruthless and Death Row, actually. It
oh.
was Ruthless. I mean, they're with Death Row, but yeah, it was Ruthless and Priority. That's the name I was looking for. So,
yeah.
Shout out to them. So, right now, we're going to go take a break and listen to some NWA. Here's some more music, and I'll be right back.
For wasting and tasting the blood. Better I heard it when she screamed it's rock, cause the sun caught the slug. Relay this to no choice, and listen to the straight up man before they ban the voice. While I rhyme to the rhythm of a pop, remember the first nigga to run is the first to get shot. Whoever said that what I say is portrayed as negativity, need to come kick it in the city with me and find the black and crack. In fact, they take that shit back, cause they don't wanna fuck with that. There's too many niggas to try to calm, and motherfuckers forget it, nobody would fuck with it. Appetite for destruction, for him to get a bit more shit, he gotta commit murder in the first degree of manslaughter, taking the life of his wife and young daughter. A whole city of bitches that look fucked up, and the niggas is killing the straight fucked up. Whoever said what I'm saying, agrees, and I ain't even what they trying to feed. My appetite for destruction.
You guys know who I'm talking to.
The appetite is tremendous, so I'm gonna spin this. Track with some violence because they asked me to end this. Some trouble that I caught cause I was nausea. A nigga tried to take advantage because of kamikaze. He took a swing from my head, thought I was faded. Started running for the door, but the fucker never made it. The sound of the nine went bang, and all over the wall was his motherfucking brain. Cause I'm a nigga you can't sleep for, so set the alarm, cause I hit like a motherfucking bomb. I do damage, the nine in my hand, but the average nigga don't know me, don't understand. I'm from the street, so therefore, you know I don't care for a sucker that ain't down with real niggas, the niggas, the niggas, yo. And that's the way that shit gotta go, and even so, at any time that the nine wanna leave, I got a 38 hidden up the sleeve, and it's ready to go to war, cause that's what it's here for. I shoot down a million niggas and shoot one more, and that's a million and one that couldn't hang with the appetite, cause they wasn't rapping right, so I had to destroy whoever was standing in my presence for fucking up the essence appetite for destruction.
Put a hurting on your ass, man, you know. They really degrade you. White folks don't believe that shit. Don't believe cops degrade them. Oh, come on. Those people, are resisting a rap.
Check it out, y'all. In the house, y'all. So I can show and flow and let the people know. So won't you ease on down to the yellow brick road to Compton. But first, let me tell you something. I possess the dick and mammoth of a hip-hop substance. Known as a thief and murderer. First one. I'm a die nigga with an attitude. Gotta get respect and break your motherfucking neck. Second one. Always out of fuck out of wedlock. I like it when the pussy goes snap.
Your public service announcement.
So listen up while we take it to our nigga on the street.
Attention, please. Let them.
I'm here to take over the game. I'm sorry to show you. All right, DJ. I'm the top. Turn me up in the headphones, homie.
Yeah, I finally made it. Yeah. My grind got me on.
Yeah.
No from my hustle and my swag on the song.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm super lyric, right? That's what I'm about. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house.
You can check out more probably on our website at soulfantasyradio.com. That was from his album, The Cinema of Me. We were the first to break that. Shout out to Blizzum. He's also a co-host on Blog Talk Radio. And like I said, you can catch him on ReverbNation.com/Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. Google him. Damn it, I'm not going to sit up here and spread out all his links. Go to our website. Before that, NWA's NWA song Appetite for Destruction, excuse me, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, who later in brought in DJ Yella and Ice Cube, are the members of NWA, what's that, Niggas with Attitude. Ooh. And they're from the West Coast. They was putting everybody on. And that's what it is. So we're talking about mainstream, independent, and underground artists. Now it's 2014. Let's fast forward it a bit and let's talk about the scene in 2014. Now we have, not even like now we have the World Wide Web, because they had the web back then, but now we have different services. And, you know, the creation of social networks like Facebook and Twitter and SoundCloud and, you know, Reverb Nation, now it's accessible with our smartphones, our tablets, you know, everything is portable. And, you know, it took independent music to a whole another level. In turn, it has changed mainstream, quote-unquote, music. A study was done by Merlin, who's a music licensing company, and they do all the name brands, YouTube, Slacker Radio, all these, you know, Spotify, things called, all these different radio shows and everything that you hear, they provide the music license for. They did a study, and they said independent is reshaping the music industry. In the U.S., the market share of independent music is 57% greater in terms of digital copies, and its success has even proven by the Grammy hitters like Adele. What's the other one you mentioned?
Mac Miller.
Right. They're winning Grammys now. Like I said, they're breaking the top 10, number one. So, you know, they music has changed. It's easier now for artists to get his music or to get his name out there, as long as he know how to finesse the internet, pretty much.
Promote it well.
Now, people don't realize, some people don't know that the independent label Ruthless Records was actually co-founded by Eazy-E.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. Eazy-E co-founded, one of the co-founders of Ruthless Records. So that's really one of the main reasons why they were considered independent, because they just started it. Another person who was also along those lines was Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt album. It spawned off so many hits. It was fucking awesome. It's been named No, 100 Greatest Hip Hop Artists, Best Rap Artist of 1996. It's a essential hip hop artist. And he sold almost a half a million records out of the trunk of his car. So
that
right there, this is Jay-Z. Now he's one of the top earning rap artists out there. Go ahead.
Who distributed that album was Priority. It was under Freeze Priority.
I do know that.
Rockefeller Freeze Priority Records distributed the album. And I think it's sold to Def Jam, so that's why it's included. It's included in the whole Def Jam thing because, you know, it was sold, the rights were sold to Def Jam or something.
And also, NWA album was distributed by Priority Records as well.
Yeah.
So Jay-Z was with the company. He did a record deal eventually. Now, Jay-Z has been on the scene since 1989 or before, like 1988. You know, he was featured on, what's his name, Jazzo, Big Daddy Kane. He was, you know, performed with Wu-Tang, Old Dirt Basket, you know, all this. He was out there doing his thing, but he was not getting the buzz. And then he did finally get his first solo single and, you know, stuff like that. But he sold Payday Records. They gave him his money. He was like, I'm out. He ended the contract, and he started Rockefeller Records with Damon Dash and Kareem Burke. That's, you know, but beforehand, like I said, Rockefeller Records, it was 400-something out of the trunk of his car, you know, and then he started getting recognition by, you know, dropping appearances with other big artists like Big L and Geronimo and stuff like that. So that's the history of Reasonable Doubt. Now, it's an awesome album because it's like one of, you know, it had about 4 or 5 tracks on it. Yes, it had 14 songs. Can't Knock the Hustle. Dead Presidents 2. Ain't No Nigga with Foxy Brown. And Feeling It. And there was probably another one out there that I don't know about. But it did break the top 20. I mean, actually it didn't. But it did reach the number 23 on the Billboard 200. And it was number 3 in the top R&B hip-hop albums. So that's awesome. And recently in 2006 was platinum. Yeah, platinum. It went platinum. And that's when he did his little tour thing, and, you know, celebrate that. All that good stuff. So right now we're going to take a quick break and listen to some Jay-Z and come back and chop it up some more. I got some other stuff to tell y'all, and I'll tell y'all when I come back because that's how I roll. Be right back.
Okay, okay, all right. Big man, you want to make big bucks? I thought you are. You know something about cocaine? Dígame. You kidding me or what, man? There's a bunch of Colombians coming in Friday. You guys. They said they got 2 keys for us, for openers. Your cocaine. You tell a capiche. I want you to go over there. And if it's what they say it is, you buy it and you bring it back. You can do that. You make $5,000. Meet at the bodegas. Noon Friday. You get the buy money then. Oh, and Chico, if anything happens to the buy money, Jay-Z's gonna stick your heads up your asses faster than the rap gets fucked.
Together like a choir, to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, G's like sperm, collect spread the flows, and I sip fine wines and spit bent and slow, but y'all know. Yeah, 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 cause you can't knock the hustle. Punching the clock, my function is to make munch and lay back munching. Sipping Remy on the rocks, my crew, something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable scheme on the ice, I gotta hot your crew. I gotta let you niggas know the time like my bottle, my motto. Stack rocks like Colorado, auto off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a nut and he got a nut and what? Straight bananas, can a nigga see me? Got the US Open, advantage jigger, served like Sampras. Sleep fake rappers like a campus, the Tigra. Son, you're too eager, you ain't having it? Good, me either. Let's get together and make this whole world believe it's time. Admire Raymond, screaming, all this black got is forcing entertainment. Until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing. Can't knock the way your nigga eating, fuck you even.
Taking off this
Fantasy Radio. In a 40 Glock, Uncle Touchdown said he got 40 blocks in the street.
I'm the man. 1700, get your sister 3 grand. You niggas trap, but ain't full of shit. And you stepping on the door, selling bullshit. Get it on, so my dog look like my balls. Bar 5 paint inside golf ball. 150, get a Maserati. Bump a cocaine music, say yo, God.
Special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, are you an independent artist looking for online radio promotion? Well, the new season of the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio has started. And for only $5, we will spotlight you and your band on our segment called The Indie Blast. Receive a 15-minute interview with play of your hottest single. You will also get promotion on our social media profiles about your upcoming feature on our show. For an additional $20, we will create a featured profile of you and your band on our radio website. So place your order today. Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Indie Blast Sessions, that's what this is all about. Visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. Click on advertise for services we provide. We don't only cater to the indie artists. We also have the Fantasy Limelight. We got on-air mentions, audio ads, text and banner ads, and also the spotlight we provide. Online marketing services for business owners, authors, event promoters, anything along those lines. Hit us up at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and let's talk about it, you know. So that's what we're about right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Let's take it to the next level. I also want to remind you that tomorrow we're on air, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, with Buddha, co-host Buddha, on that episode. We'll have a candid discussion about sexual discretion. Be discreet, and you can be. It's going to be an interesting topic. You know how we do. We're going to be no holds barred because it's crushing after. That's how we roll. Right now, I want to say thank you to Chevy and Lady C for tuning in tonight. Thank y'all so much. As always, y'all awesome. Any
shout-outs
you want to have? Any last words,
Shen? Yeah, you see that Jay-Z joint you played? Mm-hmm. The guy who's, like, talking in the beginning of it, I'm in a video with him, a music video. I never really heard the Jay-Z album, but that's the artist is paying the ass, whatever. And he's managed, well, I'm not sure if he's still managed by my homeboy Suave, but he was managed by my homeboy Suave. like a couple years ago, and I'm in a music video with him. No real shout outs, just shout out to the phone fans, the radio, everybody listening to the Fresh Heart and my
nice. What about you? Are you saying any last words or shout outs?
Just like you said, to Final Fantasy Radio, to Miss the Crush Heart for giving us such a wonderful time whenever we stop by.
Yay! And I'm going to say thank y'all for tuning in, to downloading the mobile app and just supporting us. We got 527 people deep so far on our fan page. We're trying to reach 1,000 by the end of the year. FallFantasyRadio.com. Get all our social links and everything else at the top of the page. I'm also on Google Plus. I don't know. I'll tell y'all more about that next time. I wanted to tell y'all this. On my Fall Fantasy Radio fan page on Facebook, I always share a mental breakfast during the week. And the mental breakfast is just me saying, hey, good morning, and this is what's on my mind. Or, you know, let's get your day started. Let's get it popping. Let's motivate you, inspire you. Because, as y'all know, our goal for 2014 is to quit slacking and make it happen. So let me share another one with y'all before I go. Good morning. Here's a good old plate of mental breakfast for you. Every now and then we realize that we have let someone toxic in our cipher. This person has poisoned our mind with negativity and doubt. Well, today is the day you distance yourself from the toxic person. Remove that negative energy out of your life and remind yourself, today you are taking the steps to be the best you can be. You are setting goals and working diligently to follow and live your dreams. You're focused and ready for the victory lap on the road to success. So don't let negative and toxic people rip space in your head. Raise the rent and kick them out. That's my mental breakfast. Have a wonderful evening. Come back here tomorrow for the honey sweet. And have a good night. Good night, folks. Yay, good night.
Good night.
We had a good show tonight. I think so. I'm going to leave off with a song. This is Amber, Inspire Walker. She did a jingle for us. I'm going to have it updated. But I like it so much.
Phone Fantasy Radio. Surely not your average home show. Lucas Heart is a holy fan. From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Honey, sweet, the fantasy, limelight, musically and conscious, crushing afterthoughts. From fantasyradio.com. 805-830-8320. Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.
Oh, that just reminded me, the Fantasy Limelight is going to be on Thursday. Yes, but I'll replay it again on Wednesday of next week. But I have Triple X, BBW, porn star, Miss Deja coming to the show. Going to her in the Fantasy Limelight. Just wanted to remind you that. Tell y'all about that. I'll tell y'all more tomorrow. Good night.